East Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
EFF leader Julius Malema believes delays in the Palapala judgment have eroded public trust in the justice system. The party marched to the Constitutional Court in Bramfontein in Johannesburg yesterday. The Red Berets call for the ruling to be handed down after the case was heard last year. The scandal centres around the theft of millions of rands in foreign currency from President Cyril Ramaphosa's Palapala farm in Limpopo in 2020. The EFF approached the apex court seeking a ruling against National Assembly's decision not to adopt the findings of the independent panel report. The panel concluded that Ramaphosa had a case to answer. Malema addressed a gathering on Constitutional Hill yesterday, saying the party intends on staging a picket outside court until the judgment is handed down.
They have already made judgments on cases that came after us, but Palapala, it's a difficult case. We need to tell the Chief Justice that for as long as Palapala is not released, every month we are going to come here to make a picket in demand of the release of the Palapala report.
The High Court in Pretoria has dismissed Ituba Lottery's urgent bid to block the handover of the new lottery license to Sizakaya Holdings. The ruling clears the way for Sizakaya to take over as the new operator in June next year. Ituba, the runner-up in the bidding process, will continue its main review of the license until next year. Meanwhile, the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition is still probing claims of political connections in the license award, including that of Deputy President Paul Mashatile's sister-in-law. And President Volodymyr Zelensky's Chief of Staff Andrei Yermak has stepped down. His resignation came hours after anti-corruption agents raided his home. Yermak was due to negotiate on behalf of Ukraine at crunch peace talks in the U.S. this weekend. He's been accused of involvement in a $100 million kickback scheme in the energy sector. Investigators say he's cooperating in the case, which triggered widespread public anger at a time when Russian attacks on the power grid have caused blackouts. Zelensky's holding meetings today to discuss who'll take over. Back home, and the northeastern parts of KZN is under a yellow level 2 warning. Severe thunderstorms are expected, bringing heavy downpours, damaging winds, hail and lightning to the region later. Residents and motorists have been urged to watch out for possible flooding. Durban's reaching a high of 27 degrees, Maritzburg and Moy River 29, Richards Bay 33, Margate and Newcastle 28, Ulundi 35, Cockstead 23, Ladysmith 30, 24 for the Berg. Sea swells are reaching 2.5 meters at the Durban beach this morning, with sunset at 19 minutes to 7. There's a northeasterly wind of 14 k's per hour. Cape Town 24 degrees, Johannesburg 25. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.